Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. We can control the horizontal. We can control the vertical. We can change the focus to a soft blur or change to crystal clarity. Sit back and we'll control everything you see here. You are about to go on an exciting journey from the inner mind to the outer limits.
That is amazing. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Good morning, everybody. Afternoon, whatever. Good day. Good day, eh? It's time for a cup of coffee with Thompson. That was amazing, Thompson. Thompson just came up to me the other day and just said that to me. I about jaw hit the floor. That's the intro to the 1963-64 science fiction show. I think the best ever made, The Outer Limits. So if you don't know it, you should check it out. It's sensational.
Do you like it?
I like it very much.
You like it very much. What's your favorite episode so far? You haven't seen them all.
I think my favorite episode was... Zzz and Moonstone were my favorite episodes. My first one and my one after the first one were my favorite episodes.
That's interesting because the first one I saw is my favorite one. But I haven't shown you that one yet. But I saw that up at my wonderful cousin's house in Pentwater. And the Hearts, wonderful Dick and Joyce, God bless them, wherever they are, and Jennifer and Melanie, and we were up there, and it came across the lake from Wisconsin on a Saturday, and it was like Saturday afternoon, and this show started. My dad goes, "Ooh, that's a good show, You should watch the show," and watched it, and wow, it blew me away. But it was never on TV. It was never available for me to watch on TV. So I hunted it for years and years and years. And it was never on videotapes either. And then they finally came out with it on DVD and I got all of it. But it is so good. It is such a good show.
The Outer Limits only has two seasons because at the end it says... Yeah, then got canceled. It's good that we got it before it got canceled.
No, it got canceled in 1964. Which is even before I was born, and way before you were born. You weren't even born in that century. But it came out on DVD, and it's been a big, like, science fiction treasure that the people who really in the know, when I was growing up, knew about it. Most everybody else knew about The Twilight Zone, but not that many people knew about Outer Limits. And what a great show. So what'd you do today?
Now, let's talk about Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island, really?
Yeah.
Same period, 64.
Yes, now it is a very funny show. You know, everybody out there.
Why is it a funny show? What's it about?
People like Gilligan and the skipper on an island doing really funny stuff.
You know the sound of that, too?
Yeah, how's the intro to that show go?
I need a little...
Just...
Sit right back.
And you'll hear a tale.
Thompson has to do it. That's Mama. She's sort of our hovering guest today.
Sick.
But she's not. She's sick, so she's not a guest. She's just a heckler.
Heckler.
Just sit right back.
I'm going to hit her a tail. A tail of every ship. Not it on this fucker board. Board this tiny ship. A 3-hour tour.
The weather started
getting rough.
The tiny ship
was lost.
tossed, if not for the courage of the
fearless crew,
the
minnow would be lost.
The ship's aground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle.
Let's go again. Discover to
the millionaire and his wife, the movie star, the professor and Marianne, here on Gilligan's Isle. Wow, that was the most halting and painful singing of that song I've ever heard. We'll work on that, huh? We'll work on that, yeah.
Yeah, I had to have a little reminder because...
It's been a while since you saw any.
It's because it's been a while since I've sang that song, so I really need a little reminder to let me know.
All right. So you went somewhere cool today, and we only have a few seconds to talk about it, but what did you do this morning? You went to a first for you. What was your first thing that you did today?
Go to the symphony.
You went to the symphony? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. You knocked me on the head with your phone.
Oops. Well, what happened at the symphony?
Music and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman.
And you are staggering all over the place. Can you maybe, like, sit still or something before you... Oh, now you're just taking out the closet. Oh. Well, that's all the time we have for this week. Thompson's about to demolish something. So, we'll see you all next time here on Gilligan's Isle. Cup of Coffee with Thompson. Everybody love everybody.
Bye. ELE.